morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Tuesday, that means it's two for Tuesday. And you request these songs. Jesse requested some Kiss for two for Tuesday. Yeah. Kiss sucks. You know, when I was like 10, I was in the Kiss Army. I don't know if you guys don't remember the Kiss Army. Do you guys remember? Anybody remember the Kiss Army?
Isn't it just a fan club?
Yeah, but it was a you were in the army. You were in the Kiss Army.
Who were you fighting?
People who didn't like Kiss.
Taste.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I didn't know any better. You know, I was like 10, and they you know, they would spit out blood and smoke would fly out of Ace Frehley's guitar. You know? Gene Simmons would have flames shooting out of his face. Paul Stanley would be like, "You guys like to get high!" And then a cat played the drums. So, you know, you're 10, man. Their show, I got to say, the Kiss put on a pretty spectacular live show. Lots of pyrotechnics, you know, stuff blowing up, lasers and... They wear those ridiculous costumes and blood and flames. It was 10. I was 10. But, man, do they suck. You know, when I was in the Kiss Army, I believe I made it all the way to Colonel. I think I made it all the way up to Colonel, man. I wasn't playing around when I was in the Kiss Army. Nobody remembers how big Kiss was, you know. Well, I mean, they do, but nobody who works with us tonight. Does anybody remember the Kiss comic? Dan, you're a comic book reader. Is that like, is there any lore around the Kiss comic?
They do try to, well, I don't think it's published right now, but I did hear about this situation.
I think it was Marvel, too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think Marvel published it. I got it. It was like, I wasn't into comic books when I was a kid, but I got the, you know why? What was the big selling point for the Kiss comic, Dan? Do you know the legend?
That their blood was mixed with the ink.
That's exactly right. Their blood was mixed in with the ink.
Was it issued to you when you joined the Kiss Army?
No, you had to buy it. They didn't issue much in the Kiss Army. They issued a catalog for you to choose from things that you could purchase in the Kiss Army. It wasn't like they gave us supplies for the field in the Kiss Army. You know, we didn't get any freeze-dried food or anything and a sleeping bag. We didn't get any of that kind of stuff in the Kiss Army. But we did get, like, I remember we got, like, stickers and, like, I think, you know, we got, like, 8x10s or something. Whatever your standard 70s fan club crap was, that's what you got. But I remember everybody getting the comic, oh, man. Their blood is in this ink, man. And it was like, oh, cool.
I think I remember seeing that on, you know, some show just talking about it.
I mean, I bet it was like
a couple drops in there.
I Love the 70s or something. They probably talked about it.
Right, but it was just like a couple drops.
Oh, but we were all over. It's like, oh, man, Gene Simmons' blood is in this, in the ink. We're thinking like they chopped off their fingers and just bled all over the pages. Because that's what they would do if you're in the Kiss Army. Now, here's a question for you. Have you guys ever seen Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park? You ever seen that, Vic? Have you ever seen Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park?
No.
TV movie.
No.
From the late 70s. Esmeralda, have you ever heard of it? Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park?
No.
Well, it's very difficult to get because I believe that they said, no, you're not going to release this. It's like the Star Wars television special, the Christmas special. It's like the Star Wars Christmas special, which you can find, you know, like bootlegged on the internet. But George Lucas said that's never going to be released in any fashion because it's so bad. Kiss versus the Phantom of the Park is one of the most ridiculously awful movies that you'll ever see in your life. And I encourage anyone who can hear this to to find Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park and watch it. I actually, there was the Neo Futurist Theater Company in Chicago did a series every year. I don't know if they're still doing it, and they did it in the summer. And it was, I think, it was once a week for, I think it was 6 weeks through the summer, 6 or 8 weeks. And each week they would do a staged reading and a performance of terrible movies. And it would be like Neo Futurarium goes to the movies, and they would purposely pick movies to do that were bad. And I was in Kiss, the stage reading of Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park, with a band, live band, playing Kiss songs. So, like, all the songs were played live, and they were in full makeup. The guys were in full makeup. I played the evil amusement park owner. So, but the band kicked ass. There was, you know, one of the guys from Screeching Weasel was in the band. John Jughead was in it, and it was a blast. And we, you know, it's the one of the worst movies you'll ever see in your life. And they did some of the special effects. They had Kiss action figures. So for the big special effects scenes, we would acting with action figures and throwing them around on stage and stuff.
A texter would like to know, after yesterday's revelation, were you a general in the Kiss Army?
Oh, that's right. Call up the general and save some time. That's right. I had to be a general, yeah, because I am the general. Oh, look at this. We're getting kiss calls. All right, we're gonna get to restaurants that no longer exist and food that we miss, but evidently we're getting Kiss calls. Here's Brian on WGN. Hey, Brian.
How you doing?
All right, man. What's up?
No, I was just wanted a comment about how Nick's talking about Kiss.
That's me. I'm Nick. You're talking to me.
Okay, good.
Yeah, what's up?
I can remember it was like after the Destroyer album. I think it was my first one, and it just got worn out.
Yeah.
And I can remember... They had on the news it was going to be on Channel 7, like at 11 o'clock, 11:30. You know, I was 9, 10 o'clock. I had a hard time staying up, and they were going to show Kiss without their makeup. And they came out with welding helmets. Oh, man, what a bummer.
That's awesome.
So they fooled you into thinking that they were going to have, they didn't have makeup on, but unfortunately they had welding helmets on.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
In the early 80s, I can remember it was on Channel 7, like around 11 o'clock.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, I got to run. Thanks, man.
All right, cool.
They really should have kept that illusion up.
Oh, man. Oof. No, do you remember they made a big deal? I don't know if you remember when they did Unmask, that when they got rid of the makeup and they started their series of albums in the 80s where they didn't have the makeup. They got rid of the makeup. I remember it was a huge deal on MTV. J.J. Jackson, baby. J.J. Jackson, one of the original VJs, hosted the special where they were like, Kiss is going to be unmasked. And it was exclusively on MTV. And I think the name of the first album was Unmasked, where they didn't have their makeup on. And then, like, they showed them, and it was like, these guys are ugly, man.
Who told them this would be a good idea? They're like, yeah, no. Well, they weren't, love you without makeup.
They weren't selling records with makeup. Oof. I mean, they went, you know, and then Peter Criss left. Ace Frehley left at one point. So Peter Criss was never unmasked because I don't think he was with the band. He wasn't with the band when they took their makeup off. I think Eric Carr was the drummer.
That was really very frightening.
Yeah, no, but if you watch that footage, I think it's available on YouTube of like the actual where J.J. Jackson unmasks them. It was unbelievable. I remember watching it. It's like J.J. Jackson's like, yeah. It's J.J. Jackson, everybody. When we come back, Kiss is going to be unmasked. No makeup. It was like the highest rated thing on MTV ever. And so that was a thing. And then of course, you know, once everybody saw what they looked like without the mask and the music still sucked, they were like, yeah, so no. The only successful album that they had without the makeup was called Lick It Up.
Ugh. All the songs sound even creepier without their makeup.
There's Jim on WGN with yet another Kiss call.
I'm just laughing with you and Esmeralda on this one.
Yeah, you remember when they used to be in 16 magazine, they used to have the towels on their faces?
Yeah.
See Kiss. You know, this is Kiss without their makeup.
Right.
Anyway, long story short, Kiss Alive 2 used to give you the tattoos, plus they had that really nice booklet that came in.
That's right. You know? That's right. I remember getting Kiss Alive 2 the day it was released. Like, I went to the record store, and they were literally unpacking it from the cardboard boxes.
Right.
And I was like, dude, give it to me now.
My dad got it from Goldblatt's on 47th and Ashland, right? And we waited in line. It was like $9.98, you know? It was the totally coolest thing in the world.
Yeah, and it was
right?
a double album. You know, and at that point, Kiss Alive was like the most popular, other than Frampton Comes Alive, Kiss Alive was one of the most popular live albums of all time.
Exactly, but then when that came out, it was a hoopla.
Yeah.
It was just everybody had to have that album. Columbia House, you know, had it on their itinerary.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, and all that stuff. And it was just, it was a crazy, crazy time in my life, you know.
Yeah.
You're the Kiss guy. And like you said, with the Kiss Army, they offered very good products, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were young kids, you know. Nobody was going to, you know, paper route money was going to pay for these, you know, Kiss Army logo, man.
Yeah.
We're going to have this one hanging out.
Yeah, I forgot
wall.
About the tattoos, but they did. Kiss Alive 2 came with it like
You could have the Paul Stanley little rose.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, pout your lips or, you know, do whatever you want to do in it. Yeah. You could act like Paul Stanley,
That's
and that
right.
was totally cool.
Right.
Then they had the dolls.
Yeah, the Kiss action figures and the comic
Kiss
book.
Action,
and everything,
action
man.
Figures, yeah.
I think they had Kiss cereal. I'm not kidding. They had everything.
I don't remember the Kiss cereal.
There was everything had
everything.
Kiss on it. There was so much Kiss stuff. The merchandising of that band is insane. And I'm sure that you can find, like, websites dedicated to collectors who have tons and tons and rooms full of Kiss collectibles. It's nuts.
And then they went to the Unmasked album, which was not the greatest album in the world.
No, it wasn't.
And then they went to Lick It Up, like you were saying.
Yeah.
And that thing was it was the bomb.
That was a big hit.
And MTV carried that thing.
Yeah.
You know, every time you turn on MTV, it was Lick It Up.
That's right. All right, Jim, thanks, man.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Have a good
day. Lick It Up, man. Esmeralda's like covering her mouth, about to vomit.
I will not be licking it up, Kiss. Sorry.
3:18 is the time for Straight Out of Context, if you would like to mark that down for Friday's show. All right, well, thank you, Jesse, for requesting Kiss. We have one more song to play, but we're not going to continue the Kiss talk. I didn't expect us to do, you know, 9 segments on the Kiss Army. But I loved them when I was a kid, man. Saw them in concert a bunch of times. Chicago Stadium. They always played the stadium. And, yeah, wow. All right, we got a break. And when we'll come back, we will jump into lost eateries, places that we used to eat here in Chicago that we loved. There's a story about Cadbury bringing back a classic candy bar out of retirement that people were missing. So what foods are you missing and what places did you used to eat here? And I've got like a master list of some of the most memorable lost food places in Chicago. What are some of your favorites? 312-981-7200 right here on WGN. Yeah. Kiss. Yeah, man, I used to love that song. Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. I liked it because Gene sang that one, not Paul. He was Dr. Love. Gene Simmons was Dr. Love. God. Jesse requesting Kiss on 2 for Tuesday. Yeah.